You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
Right, in preparation for our interview coming up, I'm going to play a track called Sunkissed. It's done by Kirsten. It seems to be the only song of hers that we do have in our system, so you are going to hear it twice. You're going to hear it before the interview and again after the interview. But we're going to be chatting to her and finding out all about her, who she is, where she's from, etc., etc. So hopefully you'll get to know Kirsten a little bit better by the end of this interview, and here she is doing Sunkissed.
Can I resist my soul being sunkissed, as cool as the ice cream store? Take a trip down Sunny Lane. I'm getting tattooed today before I be turning 24. I kiss the sun, and then the sun kissed me back. Now my lips are as pink as hazy days. Hazy days, he's being kissed by the sun. I'm gonna let my love run till I be seeing you again. Cause I'll be seeing you again.
A really cool track. It's called Sunkissed. It's so different. It's just so refreshing. And it's done by a lady called Kirsten, who is sitting in the studio opposite me with the most beautiful smile. Hello, Kirsten. Welcome to Zone Radio.
Thanks, Judy. It's so nice to be here.
It's wonderful to have you. And I'm sorry about the mix-up yesterday and last week. Poor Kirsten arrived when Milan also arrived. So there was a bit of a mix-up last week. So
it's okay.
Sorry.
Maybe we can collab, you know. So yes. It was a good introduction.
Yes, maybe it was meant to be.
Yeah, there we go. Also, we got a beautiful sunset coming in.
Yes.
It was lovely. So, yeah, it's all good.
But you'd driven quite a distance to get here, hadn't you?
Yes, I'm from Stellenbosch.
You're from Stellenbosch?
Yeah.
That's a beautiful place to come from.
I know. I love it. I live on a farm.
Oh, really? That's even better.
Yeah.
Oh, the mountains there are absolutely exquisite. They truly are.
Yeah.
Have you always lived in Stellenbosch?
No. So I've lived there for 2 years now, and mm-hmm. I'm probably going to move back into Cape Town again soon. But yeah, I just felt like living on a farm just for 2 years, and I did.
Okay, that's awesome. So you're renting on a farm at the moment?
Yes.
That's amazing. What is it, a wine farm, dare I ask?
No, but I've got wine farms all around me, I'm spoiled. I love it.
Yeah, I know, it's exquisite.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about you. When did you start in the music world?
So I've been singing since I was about 7.
Mm-hmm.
I started writing music at about 12, obviously wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I my love for musicals and being on the stage, so I can act and sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did that throughout my whole school journey.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to come to Cape Town. So I've been here for 10 years.
Wow.
And I wanted to come to Cape Town from Durban.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be an actress. So I tried that out and mm-hmm. I didn't really like it as much as I loved music. So that mm-hmm. kind of won my heart over.
Okay.
And, yeah, so I've been on this journey of writing music throughout my 20s, and I decided to put it out on the 1st of January this year. So,
is this your first song?
No. So I've got an EP out, and this is the one that people like the most. So I've decided to just – it's my first time in the music industry, and I kind of wanted to test the waters.
So it's your debut EP?
It is.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
Thank you.
I always find musicians so incredibly brave because and you write your own tracks, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. So when you're writing your songs, you're putting your heart and soul into something, and then you're putting it out there and like praying like hell that people are going to like it.
You know, it's quite scary.
Yes, so, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they have loved that because it's a nice, catchy, vibey track.
Yeah, it's fun and flirty and cute.
Very much so, So what made you write that song and what's it about?
So I use songwriting as a storytelling kind of outlet for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote it in the beginning of my 20s. So I was fresh to Cape Town and, you know, new to meeting new people and doing new things. And in this new city, it was quite exciting. So I like to say that Sunkissed is like the perfect Saturday morning in Cape Town. It's very Cape Town, surrounds Cape Town culture, getting tattoos, being at like an ice cream shop. It's also kind of like a love poem to the sun, but secretly it's for a person, you know, or metaphorically it's like, you know. So, it's
clearly the wind's not a factor here.
No.
It was a wind-free day that you're referring to.
It was the best day ever.
And the other tracks on your EP?
So my EP is called Feels, and it's, as I said, I love storytelling, and it's very immersed in nature. Like I use the ocean. You hear a lot about like ocean sounds and nocturnal sounds and writing on a – I like to like – it's not just a song, it's an experience.
Yeah.
So a lot of the other tracks are, you know, surrounding feelings of curiosity of Cape Town and the world and my passion for nature and also love. You know, love is very inspiring to me. So, that's the rest of the album. It's entangled in that.
Is there someone special in your life that you're writing about?
Not right now. Definitely not.
Oh, I'm sure there will be.
But there was, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
And so what are your plans now? I mean, you've released your EP. When did you release it?
In January this year.
This year?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's fairly new. You're very new to the circuit. Have you been doing any sort of live performances or anything like that?
Not yet. When I was writing the music, I did a few live performances. That's now we're speaking like 7-8 years ago in my hometown in KZN.
Yeah.
So I did 5 live performances and then, I don't know, life happened and I kind of went another way. You know, I like to evolve in different types of things. And, so I haven't done any live performances yet. I do think it is on my cards. Yeah,
yes.
It's definitely on my cards and I really want to plan it in a special way. I want it to be different.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll wait in anticipation. Okay. I hope you're going to let us know about it.
Okay. Will you be there?
We will, if we can be. We will certainly be there.
I'll send invites.
Thank you. So you say you're from KZN.
Yes.
Which part of KZN?
The Midlands.
Ah.
Farmlands.
You love the farms, you?
I do. I love nature and I love peace and quiet. Mm. So it fits.
I love KZN.
Yeah.
It's just the most beautiful place. But then Cape Town is so different, isn't it?
I know.
So
I love Cape Town.
Cape Town is kind of a place where the soul of music is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I mean,
there's a lot of great
so.
Musicians coming out of KZN as well.
Yeah.
I don't know, just Cape Town has a special vibe for a lot of musicians talk about it. When they get here, they always feel like they've come home. Is that how you feel?
Yes. This is home for me now.
Okay. So when you leave the farm, you're going to move to Cape Town. You're going to live in the city then?
Not really. I don't want to be in the city. Mm. I outskirts.
Okay.
I don't know. I like to do a spin wheel where I put all the decisions or all the options and then the wheel decides.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how I live my life.
All right. So how long are you still on the farm for then?
Probably about 3-4 more months.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Well, are you ready to leave?
I'm ready. Oh. Yeah.
I don't think I'd ever want to leave if I lived on a farm.
I know, but it's just my friends are here. It's exciting. And I want a house now. I want to get a dog and I can't have a dog there. So that is, that's the breaker there.
That's amazing. You can't have a dog on a farm. I mean, go figure.
I know. I've got a really cute cat, though. She was allowed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's something.
Yeah.
And so what do you do for a living? I mean, this is very new, your music scene. So what do you actually do for a living?
So I do social media. So I work for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I do social media and film photography, graphic design. There are a little creative hub here, you know, and I got my hands in different projects. So, yeah.
That's quite interesting. I find a lot of graphic designers and social media people actually sort of gravitate towards music. Okay. A lot of people I chat to are kind of doing the same sort of thing.
Yeah.
So you're obviously very artistic as well.
I think I like to think so. A little crazy, you know, comes with it. Yeah.
So what are your plans for the future then? Are you going to do music as a sideline or would you like to make it bigger or?
Yeah, I'd love to only work with my music.
Mm-hmm.
I do get bored easily, so it is nice to have little side projects. So ideally, yes, I would love to make music my full-time hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just not a reality just yet.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
And it is a you talk to musicians who've been doing it for years. It's not an easy industry earn a living out of. It truly isn't, which is really sad. We actually went to a live show on Saturday and we were amongst friends and we were all talking about the good old days, because we're quite old, you see, where you could actually just go to pubs, various pubs, sit and have a few drinks and hear some amazing musicians. And that seems to not be the trend anymore, which is really sad because those venues were always encouraging musicians. And I think musicians really battle to find good venues that are going to pay them and support them.
Yeah, 100%.
And it gets very expensive if every time you go and see someone, I'm talking from an audience point of view, to go and pay for a dinner and your drinks and obviously a cover charge as well. And you should be earning money because that is what you deserve. I mean, that's really what you're there for. So, yeah, we need to maybe all get creative and think about ways to sort of get musicians heard more.
I know. Well, I mean, that's something I'd love to do. I'd love to just go Friday evenings and just do dinner and a live show.
Mm.
That's something I just love. So you don't really find it as often as you used to.
No.
Yeah.
So your next song, have you got that in mind already? Have you started writing it?
Oh, yes.
She's nodding, folks. She's nodding.
I actually counted how much music I have, and I've got 70 songs all written. So I haven't put music towards it. I've kind of quartered my year up.
Yeah.
So this year was like the start of this year, which is ending today, my quarter, was research and dipping my toes into the industry and seeing what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
The next 4 months, I really want to be looking at preparing for my live shows and working on a new single. So out of my 70 songs that I have, I want to work on a new single, maybe do a collab.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last quarter, I really want to do live shows and bring out that single and hit marketing, you know, so yeah, that's ideally what I would love to do.
That's great.
Yeah.
But being in Stellenbosch, there are amazing venues there for musicians, aren't there?
No, there's some really gorgeous places there.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm just not ready for live just yet.
No, of course not. Do you play any musical instruments?
Yes. So I've got a keyboard. I use my keyboard. And then I've just gotten a ukulele, which I am starting with.
I love the sound of a ukulele.
It's cute. No matter what, it makes you happy.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a cute little instrument.
You just reminded me, there's a group of ladies here. What do they call themselves? The Pink Ladies, I think. They all wear pink shirts, and all of them, I think there's about eight of them, they all play the ukulele.
Oh, gosh. I must see this.
And they are such a happy group. They really are.
Maybe
it's
I can join them.
Maybe you can.
That'd be fun.
Sure, that was really
yeah,
to
I've got
recruit.
A ukulele. I'll wear pink.
No, they were great fun. They truly were. It is. You're right. It's a happy. And there's obviously a ukulele in that Sunkissed track.
Yeah,
yes, I could hear that.
Yeah. Mm. That's cute.
Okay, so tell us how you, when you're writing a song, how do you start? Because it's always interesting for me to find out how people go about it. Do you first hear a melody in your head and then the lyrics follow, or do you start with lyrics and then the melody follows? How does it work for you?
So I'm going to compare to how I've been writing now to how I wrote my EP Feels, because they're two different, I've done two different methods there. So recently I have started with the words and I'm taking it to music. So that's the first one. Mm-hmm. The other one, for Feels, it's like the complete opposite. I sat with no words. I played around on the keyboard. I found something I liked. And then I wrote while I just played.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm testing out a new method, seeing if it is successful or not. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I've done both methods.
Do you struggle to find the lyrics, or do they come naturally?
Naturally. Like, I love poetry. I love copywriting. I love like words. And I mean, I'll be lying in bed at like 12 o'clock and I'll think of something. I'll be like, I have to write that down. And then I'll write it down. Or I'm with friends and like, I'll just go on my phone and be like, oh, I have to write that down. Like, I have to get that down, you know? So yeah, I don't find lyrics the difficult part for me.
Mm-hmm.
I find music more challenging for me. Yeah.
And you write the music as well?
Yes. So for Feels I did, but I'm not a complete whiz on the keyboard. I know basics, and then I took it to my producer, who is a really good friend of mine, and I said, this is what I've got. And then he was like, cool. And he knows how to just take it. And so he took the chords and, you know, the difference, the bridges and everything, and he created this beautiful flow for each song. So, that's the only thing. So I can take it to someone and be like, yeah, this is what I've got. Let's make something magical.
Okay. Who is your producer? Do you want to give him a shout out?
Yeah, I can. His name's Jason Gardner.
Is he in Stellenbosch?
No, he's in Bloburg.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been friends for years. So, yeah, he does like podcasts and he's a whiz on producing electronically. So, yeah, no, he's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's always nice to collaborate with friends. Who's your inspiration in the music world?
I've got so many. There's too many.
Like me.
Yeah, it's like, who do I choose? It's like, how am I feeling right now? I would say I love Billie Eilish. I really do. I think her personality is what sticks out the most to me. And she is just, damn, she's got a good voice. She's phenomenal. When I was a kid, it was Miley Cyrus, and I have a love-hate relationship with her.
This does everybody.
Yeah, right? So, you know, I just want her to win, you know?
She's a character, let's
She really
it.
Is. She's fantastic. I love Lana Del Rey. Ruby Waters, she's more indie.
Mm-hmm.
Alice Phoebe Liu, love her.
Okay. All right, so a lot of them.
Aurora. Yeah, we can go all night. Pull out a playlist.
And any South Africans that have inspired you in the music world? Ooh.
I love Jeremy Loops. Yes. I used to love Old Bear, the band with the ukuleles.
Mm-hmm.
They were awesome. They did do a show recently, but they have stopped making music.
Okay.
I do love the bands, like Desmond and the Tutus, amazing vibe. Matthew Mole, fantastic.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do love my South Africans, you know.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. And your style of music, how would you describe it?
That's an interesting one, because I don't know. Like, I'd love someone to tell me what they think. Like, what do you think?
For me, it's
you see,
it's kind of a it's kind of a folky sound, but with almost like a reggae beat to it. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yeah. So that's just Sunkist. Yes. That's the vibe that you get from Sunkist.
Well, it's the only one we've got, so yeah. I can't comment on the other.
No, it's perfectly fine. I've always wanted to make my own kind of genre.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like as we do.
Yes.
I like to say it's like indie magic pop or mm-hmm. indie magic alternative.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's, you know, I still haven't found what genre. I don't want to categorize myself. No, you know?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, because I use a lot of soundscapes and it's just different. So if there's a genre called different, we can put me in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think indie is kind of broad enough to sort of embrace a whole lot of different styles of genre. We call this the SN Indie Music Zone, and that's really because it started out as independent artists that we were representing that didn't have to jump through hoops to get heard on radio. But kind of it's evolved into a genre now, hasn't it?
100%.
Yeah, so we can't say it's independent music anymore because it's got its own style. It really does. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything? Oh, yes, we want to tell everybody how they can follow you and find your music. So let's do that.
Cool. So I'm on Spotify, on all music platforms. You can just search Kirsten Feels or Kirsten Sunkist. So that would take you to my EP or Sunkist. And then I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and my handle is Little Fairy K.
Little Fairy K.
Yes. I love it. It's just different.
Is it just the letter K or K A Y?
No, just the letter K.
Okay.
So it's like gangster but cute, like Little Fairy K. You know? So yeah, just to be different. But yeah, that's where you can find me.
Okay. So apart from nature, what else inspires you?
Reading. I love to read.
Mm-hmm.
My friends inspire me.
I put you on the spot.
You really did. It's okay. I'll find something. But nature, love inspires me.
Yes.
Not that I have that going on at the moment, so I'm not very inspired right now.
Yeah, but you got love. You got friends. I mean, that's a different kind of love, isn't it?
I must write them some songs.
There are various forms of love.
Yes.
You've got love for animals.
I do.
You've got love for nature. So you've got lots of love in your life.
Music. Mm. And I've got a cat that I just love her. She's my daughter. So.
Okay. So you're going to let us know when you're going to have some gigs coming up. And when that happens for you, you're going to hopefully get your plugger to send us your next track when you have you have it.
Yes.
And your EP, when you talk about an EP, is it only two tracks or is it four?
It's six.
Is it six?
Six tracks, yes.
Okay,
yes.
All right. So what tracks can people find on that EP? So there's, it's called Feel?
It's called Feels. My favorite track is actually called Magic Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first song I wrote that kind of with the person who inspired me to do the whole EP. So that's probably my favorite track. And then I've got a bit of self-reflection in there, just personal self-reflection. That one's called Luna.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one called Butterfly Fly Away.
Okay. Are they in this similar genre to Sunkist, or are they all very different?
So I would say Sunkist and Butterfly Fly Away have that kind of reggae feeling to it. And then the other ones have this very magical soundscape, like you hear the ocean, you hear birds singing, you hear me writing, like, you know, on nocturnal sounds, like it's they also, so two of them I would say very similar, and the other four I would say very indie magic alternative.
Okay.
Songs.
So when you talk about fairy magic, I was picturing hearing in my head a ballad, so it's obviously not that.
No, but close.
Okay, well, the title kind of lends itself to that, doesn't it?
Yep.
I'd love to hear it, so I'm going to go and look for it. It's on Spotify, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so folks, if you enjoyed Kirsten's music, which I'm sure you have, with the Sunkist song, it's the only one we have. I'm just saying that again. just so that your plugger hears that. And I wish you much success with your future in the music industry. It's a brave step you've made, but we thank you for the music. Yay. Because, you know, without music, we wouldn't have a radio station. So we would have nothing to talk about and we would have nothing to play. So we're always grateful to the musicians that send their music to us, and it's always nice to meet them as well and get the listeners to listen and hear what you're all about. So that next time, if they hear your name or your song, they can remember the interview, or if they see you're going to be performing anywhere here in the valley, then they can think, ah, okay, let's go and see that lady, because that's what it's about. We want to get everybody to know who the artists are in our areas, so that we can go and support you when you are doing those gigs.
Yeah, sounds fun. I'll probably see you again, Nat, like soon. Lost for words. Sorry, my words weren't wording there.
I look forward to that. And so, when do you anticipate your next song coming out?
I think maybe I'm trying to give it 2-3 months, 4 months.
Okay.
And to be released by the summer, spring, summer.
All right.
That is my vision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it all works out for you. I really
do. I hope so too.
And good luck with your move. I hope you find somewhere wonderful to stay. Thank you. I can't imagine leaving a farm and coming to the suburbs, but anyway.
Maybe Noordhoek.
Ah, maybe. Yes. Maybe. There are the farms around here too.
There we go.
Yeah.
Just change location.
Yes, exactly. But all the very best to you. And thank you so much for driving all this way to come and chat to us. It's been lovely meeting you and lovely chatting to you. And we're going to play Sunkist again because, as I said, again, it's the only one we have.
Thank you, Judy.
So thanks for coming, Kirsten. Nice to meet you.
Being sun-kissed, as cool as the ice cream store. Take a trip down Sunny Lane. I'm getting tattooed today before I be turning 24. I kiss the sun, and then the sun kiss me back. Now my lips are as pink as hazy days. Hazy days, he's being kissed by the sun.
That's Kirsten with her track called Sunkissed. She's so gorgeous. She really is. What a bubbly young lady. And really hope she has lots of success in the music industry. I really do. So if you hear the name Kirsten, you can know that you've heard her on Zone Radio, and you heard the interview as well.